Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, pet parents, a claw machine, and Donnie Baker checks in. All coming up right after this.
Here's a sneak peek at tonight's episode of Celebrity Virgins.
What do you think, Lo? Is it okay if I just use my fingers? You know, like this.
Oh, No, stop that. No means no, Tim. You can't eat sushi with your hands. Here, try these chopsticks.
Look, that is better. Mm. Not nearly as messy.
You silly.
Smell my fingers. How fishy.
Damn.
Celebrity Virgins on Bob and Tom Television. It's not that sexy.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy Lee is right next to me. She is at the Bob and Tom News Desk. What do you got over there?
A new survey of pet parents reveals some of the surprising things we do for our furry friends. According to the poll from PetSafe, 6 out of 10 pet parents reported they would rather snuggle up with their pets than with their partners at the end of a long day.
Hmm. Okay.
78% admitted that they have a hard time saying no to their pets.
I do.
Me too. 7 out of 10 said they believe their cats and dogs live like royalty.
I do.
52% take their pets on vacation every time they go.
Wow.
Wow. And 62% of pet owners said they confide in their pets when they had a bad day.
Nobody understands me, Scruffles. Nobody gets me. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
I'll say it like this, you know me, I don't judge, but I understand why more people would rather snuggle with their pets than their side piece. I totally get it.
Why?
Our little rescue Peppy, he eats his own poop regular and still has better morning breath than Angel Skinner. Swear to God. I never could figure out what she was gargling that made her breath smell like that. Yeah. But pets are great. They don't snore. Okay, they don't steal your blankets or Cadillac converter. They don't bang your idiot cousin Lonnie for payback because you may have tagged their sister and they can't prove it. And then pets don't get mad when you don't call them the next day neither.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And another thing, pets ain't going to go through your phone the second you fall asleep and your dog ain't reading all your texts lying saying they're just playing angry birds and going through pics and waking you up all mad because they found him nudes of their stepmom she sent you, you know?
Uh-huh.
And the best part of sleeping with your dog and not her, I ain't never a wet spot to work around. I swear to God.
Well. Good point.
Yeah, nothing worse than tossing and turning in your sleep saying, no whammies, no whammies, you know? That's the only reason I think chicks love to snuggle up so much. They don't have to sleep in the mess they made. Swear to God. I'd better hop off here. Wolfie's trying to make s'mores in the toaster again. Hang on.
Oh.
Now you've got to lay the toaster down sideways. Take that ring pop off your finger. Don't look at me. You stop acting like your mother.
Hey.
Okay. Very, very, very. Old.
Kevin Harlan here. Tonight, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA knockout rounds continue. The action heads to Las Vegas tonight for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Four teams remain, but only two will move on. The last two teams standing will then go toe-to-toe Tuesday night, December 16th, in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for all the action. So don't miss the final chase for the Emirates NBA Cup coming to you live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals doubleheader tonight at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And Prime's also got your front row seat for the championship game Tuesday, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern. If you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. And don't miss the thrilling conclusion to the Emirates NBA Cup tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
So, pet owners would rather snuggle with their pets?
You don't let your pet up in bed with you,
no,
do you?
No. The dogs are not allowed on the bed.
What about the couch, chair, anything? You snuggle with them ever?
Oh, snuggle with them. Yeah, sure, but not on the... You know, I don't like them on the... They're one of my former dogs, most sadly.
What are they now?
They're deceased.
Oh, okay.
Miss Winnie would... She was the only one allowed on the furniture.
Okay. Well. The other ones looked at her like, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Do you guys look at the other dogs now and go, see, look what happened to Winnie. She sat on the furniture. Keep it up. See what happened.
Chick, do you let your dogs on the furniture?
Unless they're invited.
Yeah, that's right.
But they can. But they
have to wait for your say-so?
Say okay and stuff like that.
They know they it's by invitation only?
Yes, yeah. They do know, yes.
I see.
The little one's a little, she's getting there, though.
Are they crated when you get out of the house or
no,
when you're gone?
They have a room they go to.
Oh, I thought they would be partying on the couch. That's doing everything they can't do.
Full of, I would have before, but the little one I have now is very oral.
Mm.
She loves to chew stuff, which is backing off a little bit.
So. What's in her room? Do they have a couch?
They have giant beds, and like four beds.
Oh, cool.
PlayStation.
Hot tub.
I got a dorm fridge.
TV. Yeah. They watch Dad on TV. YouTube.
They're huge on Twitch.
Yeah. I would watch two dogs in a room
Chicks,
on Twitch.
Chick's yes. Dogs. Look that up. Chick's Dogs. That's mine. Yeah.
I see. Your pets have pets?
Well, that's about you. You gave me that advice. The best thing you get a dog is another dog.
Yeah.
Takes a while sometimes.
Yeah.
My two are just now trying to get along, and that's been 2 years.
Okay. I tried that, but it didn't work.
It didn't?
Yeah, my cat seemed lonely, so I got her a mouse.
Yeah?
Didn't end well. Mouse killed my cat.
There you go. Big mouse.
It says, 78% admitted that they have a hard time saying no to their pets?
Yeah.
I do. She begs for my dinner,
get on the
and
bed.
I'll give her
it's
some
okay.
of it.
Just say no. She doesn't even know what no means. You can say no. Oh, no, I'm not going to do it for you. And then give it to her.
Or she'll wake me up at 2:30 a.m. wanting pets. And
Tom,
have you seen
Have you seen the video of the cat? The owner of the cat is deaf. And the cat's owner, the cat figures it out and starts using sign language.
No.
It's one of the most beautiful things you'll ever
see. Even you would watch it and start crying.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
Just amazing.
Well, you know, I haven't seen it. I'll have to look forward to watching it. Thank you very much. Now, we return with Christy Lee to the news desk. What else is happening?
A 13-year-old boy had to be rescued after he climbed inside a claw machine at a North Carolina amusement park.
Boy, 13. I've seen in person. I saw like a 4-year-old in one of those.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yeah, they had to get the fire department out.
Courtney Weber, a spokesperson for Carowinds Amusement Park.
How you doing?
Boy became trapped inside the Cosmic XL bonus game after he crawled inside to score a prize. The machine contained various plush prizes. She said medical response team unlocked the machine and the boy was able to get out. Ms. Weber said the boy has been banned from the park for 1 year for attempted theft.
Oh, good.
again, what, 13 years old.
That's
Have you seen the picture? I mean, he's a good-sized kid.
And that's a big claw machine there.
Yeah.
They have those giant ones, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's, but it's for a plush toy. It's not like there's a PlayStation in there.
Really? What are you, what are you
inferring?
Like a VR headset?
Maybe he had a girlfriend he was trying to impress.
Oh.
So I wasn't paying attention. How many quarters did it take the fire department to get him out?
That's funny.
They get him in the claw.
You think they come in with an axe and break the whole thing? That'd be kind of cool.
When I saw they just kind of opened up, they were able to open it up somehow. They didn't have to damage the machine.
Huh.
Yeah, well, they would have to open it to put prizes in it, right?
No, boy, she was crying. Bad, the little girl I saw. But you couldn't hear her cries through the...
No.
So she looked like she was in some sort of exhibit at like a weird orphan museum.
She looks at like Magneto in that glass cage to contain him.
All right.
Hang on a second.
Who wants to go to the orphan museum?
Yeah, not a weird orphan museum, just the orphan museum on its own is weird.
Right, right.
God. We call them Annies, is what we call them. The orphans.
I got to admit, I hate those claw machines.
Why?
Well, you have a love-hate relationship with
them.
Because
you never win.
I've seen people win.
Yeah.
Todd Boner in Donnie's band, that guy can slay a claw machine.
The key is to go for the, you don't go for the one you want. You have to go for the one that's most available, you know, the easiest.
Yeah.
You win, it is a thrill. It is.
Yeah. And there's risk involved. If you want to put your quarter in and get something guaranteed, go to a vending machine. This is a fun game. We're having a good time.
Yeah.
I like you position your brother on the left or right of the machine. Then they can see the longitude while you see the latitude.
Good strategy.
Oh, that's good.
That is a smart move. In any event, this 13-year-old kid stuck inside the claw machine.
How much money have you spent on one of those in a day to get somebody, one of your kids, a prize, specifically Willie?
Oh, dude, we would get the 20s flowing like nothing.
What?
Oh, yeah.
20s?
Get a little tear up about the divorce? Here we go. Give me that 20.
Can I play the claw machine?
I told you, I famously was at, what was the name of that place?
Boomers, Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Fort Lauderdale. And we won the gigantic
teddy bear.
Teddy bear. I mean, the one that's like 7 feet tall.
Out of a claw machine?
No, it was. It was that would have been pretty funny.
I think it was just the biggest prize you could get. It's like a cash in your ticket situation.
Oh, okay.
And there was some way that you could win 50,000 tickets or whatever.
Right.
And I think Charlie is the one that won it.
Wow.
And the prize was so big. And I had to leave that day, and I can remember we could barely fit it in my rental car.
How awesome.
I took it back to the hotel, and I said to the guy, look, there's a 7-foot teddy bear in my car. If I bring it here, will you mail it to me? And they did.
They did?
Yes. Wow.
It wasn't cheap.
Now, did they know that you had kids?
Did they wrap it in like clear plastic and just stick it in the mail, or did it come in a big box?
It was in a huge box, and it was in Charlie's room for years.
Oh, dude, I bet you guys lost your minds when you had that.
I truly don't remember it. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It was huge.
Just wrestle it and...
Yeah, but
maybe learn about your body.
I mean, learn about the teddy bear. Tear a hole.
And by the way, a tip to fellow Chuck E. Cheese attendees.
Oh, this will be not helpful.
This is extremely helpful. You're going to thank me.
Here we go.
They have the best price on pitchers in town. I love Chuck E. Cheese.
but you can only buy two pitchers at a time, I think.
$7 pitchers. You can't beat that.
Which is a rip-off.
That's a good price.
I've got $20. I want $20 worth of pitchers. Okay.
And by the way, you can't exchange the tickets you win for pitchers. If you are at Chuck E. Cheese, after the kids have been there for a while, they win points.
Yeah.
Used to be tickets. Now it's just these point things. In any event, then they line up for the prizes.
Right.
And my contention is the toughest job in town is those young folks behind the counter trying to help these kids decide what to get.
The patience.
It's just brutal.
Are you kidding me? They're 17. Give them a Juul and an Adderall. They'll give you whatever you want.
Yeah. Well,
oh, I see.
My point is you can buy. You can bypass the problem.
Oh my God.
And pay the difference.
Really?
Your kids have to learn at some point.
We didn't have
this. Don't get everything they want.
In my administration, we did not have
this. he thinks this is a tip for all parents out there.
This is a good idea.
No, look. The cotton candy is 400 points.
Yeah.
If you've got a 7-year-old with 80 screaming 7-year-olds around you, mm-hmm. and you realize that you're 25 points short of the cotton candy, you can say, can I actually admit? Yeah. And then for $1.75, you got the cotton candy. Day's done. You're out of the building.
Must be nice.
Yeah, yeah. It was a cheap payoff and well worth it.
Shut the kids up, right?
I felt like B.B. Rebozo back in the late 60s with Nixon.
We can take care of this. Who's that?
Nixon's friend. There's no reason you would know that. I barely know what it is. So.
I'm just saying, it's a tip if you're a Chuck E. Cheese and you want to get out of there.
And be a horrible parent. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough gig. All those kids screaming.
And they, you get the, you can see in their faces.
And the good prizes. You know, they, like I said,
your earlier, scooters, your.
Yeah, the cool stuff is very dusty up there.
Yeah.
Because no one's ever been able to win it. All right. Christy, what else is happening?
Speaking of cool things, Disney has debuted a so-called real lightsaber at an exhibition last month.
So far, 42 people killed.
Beheaded.
Man.
Disney Parks Chairman Josh DeMauro was giving a presentation.
DeMauro.
He's Josh DeMauro.
He brandished a lightsaber hilt, pressed a button, and triggered a very real-looking blue lightsaber blade to spring up from the hilt. The new handheld prop looks like a real lightsaber, complete with a retractable glowing blade. DeMauro explained he was holding one of the lightsabers used on board Disney's Galactic Star Cruiser Experience.
I wonder what it is.
I don't know. Can you buy these or are they just for that?
The video is
trade secret.
Fantastic.
Because they're still physically impossible, right? You can't get light to stop like
that. Well, they do. I don't know how. The video's taken from, it looks like, 80 feet away. And he walks out there, looks like he's got a flashlight in his hand, and he presses the button, and the light goes, whatever, 3 feet away and stops.
And you can't see anything where the light, that's awesome.
I don't know if there's a, if like there's a some tube? Kind of thing up there. Yeah, who knows?
Those Disney Imagineers,
yes,
they are, they're pretty good.
So, yeah, who knows?
When I was a kid, the technology was okay. It would just kind of come out like those bats that cops have, and it was
right. Yeah, the telescoping.
Man, you could if you whacked your brother with that enough time, the light inside it would stop working. But you can still whack them pretty good if the light doesn't work.
I used to like you'd go to stab them and it wouldn't collapse. It would,
so funny.
Well, this appears to be a light, not an actual extension. Are you looking at it, Chris?
That's crazy.
I'm trying to find if you can buy one. Wow.
Apparently not. This is apparently the part of the new exhibit they're going to have.
Let's not.
They sure look cool.
Yeah. Let's not sell these until we know.
America needs these lightsabers, I think.
I just found on the Disney page, it says this lightsaber won't be on sale for the public, but will likely be used by actors of the Disney parks.
There you go.
Would you guys be okay with getting rid of the presidential debates as we know them and the two candidates have to lightsaber fight?
Yes.
And the winner,
the
winner isn't automatically president, but certainly would go up in the polls.
Oh, yeah.
I think we should take this one step farther. I think their cabinet members should have a karaoke contest. I think there should be some sort of baking contest.
Yes. Can we make it fun again? Yeah.
Can we have the slap fight that the UFC is doing?
I think the karaoke thing is funniest.
Can
you imagine? Because first of all, the selection of the songs would be so controversial.
Oh, that's funny. Yes.
That would be, people would be furious. I can't believe they let Biden have my way.
Yeah, they all just want to sing my way.
This is the fix. The fix is in.
Back God, in the that USSR.
Is that is so funny. Yeah, these lightsabers look absolutely real. Now, he doesn't cut anything, so presumably it doesn't have the...
Yeah, he's just standing there.
Thank goodness. If that thing can cut, we're in trouble.
Boy, but it comes out just like in the movie.
That's pretty cool. I bet the crowd went. I bet, audible gasps, I bet.
Bunch of nerds.
Yes, how do they... Nerds crying.
They've done it. I live to see it.
It's the same color as
lights, how do they get the light to stop?
Exactly. I had no idea. That was always the thing.
There's a stopping gap there at the top.
Boy, it'd be hard not to yell, "I see your Schwartz is as big as mine," wouldn't it? Spaceballs.
Okay. Coming up in the news, Christy.
Coming up in the news, we have a woman who almost loses a finger after getting an acrylic nail stuck in a toilet.
It's finger.
A Roomba escapes in a nail salon.
I'm out of here.
A new army of
must
frogs.
Vacuum. I will vacuum the world.
My baby.
And archaeologists have found a cool statue. We'll talk about that.
So they say. There's no way you can check up on him.
Well, this is the Beelzebub Magnificent that has been missing for 90,000
years. They found the Beelzebub Magnificent.
For 90 million.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.